The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, folks, these are interesting times. I'm pretty much office out of here in the morning, so I've been here getting ready, getting geared up, and then I'm back there in the control room dealing with a lot of other irons in the fire as we prepare to launch this live worldwide broadcast. But I'll tell you this, the fact that this broadcast is exploding in popularity is really only an indicator of how much trouble this culture is in, that the general population of this nation and the world understands now that what we're talking about really is closer to reality than what mainstream media is pushing by a billion light years. And look, we're not perfect. We don't have all the answers, but we know this. The globalists are tyrants. They're coming after our freedoms. This is a very important broadcast today. First, I'd love to kick off with a John Bowne report, gun control rising as New World Order media dies.
While mainstream media, the failed propaganda Goliath, desperately wheezes for air, swimming upstream in a raging river of American truth and relevance, the force of the New World Order's establishment mind control is getting bolder.
With Justice Scalia on the bench, one of the few areas where the court actually had an inconsistent record relates to gun control. Sometimes the court upheld local and state gun control measures as being compliant with the Second Amendment, and sometimes the court struck them down. They say they believe the next time the court rules on gun control will make a definitive ruling.
At this point, it should come as no surprise that government-engineered propaganda was legalized in the United States in 2013, slipped into the tyrannical bulwark NDAA of 2013 while America slept. Yeah, the same NDAA that gives the government the power to detain U.S. citizens suspected of terrorism indefinitely without charge or trial. And considering the fact that the establishment's number one target is domestic terrorists labeled as constitutionalists or patriots, or even documentary filmmakers, that authorization is highly disturbing.
They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So it should come as no surprise that the puppets with their perfect hair and hubris-filled blank teleprompter reading minds are being forced to ratchet up a full-on cannibalistic assault on their own deteriorating journalistic integrity.
We should spend more time listening to what others have to say and less focusing on the grammar, what they say it with.
Supporting mindless disinformation like this.
No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president.
And firing people like ESPN's recent firing of Kurt Schilling over the exercise over what is simply Schilling's free speech. The more this occurs, the more the disgust for mainstream media grows. Investors Business Daily writes, more information travels faster to more consumers than ever before. So why does a new survey show trust in media at rock bottom? Because so much more accurate information is available elsewhere. There is no incongruity in the fact that a new poll conducted by the Media Insight Project, a joint project of the American Press Institute and the Associated Press Center for Public Affairs Research, finds the American media's popularity way down with that of Washington politicians. With 2014 adults surveyed, only 6% expressed a lot of confidence in the press. And in its technological haste to sell meaningless swill through clickbaiting rather than focusing on what people truly want, real verifiable journalistic truth, social media and online journalism also created its own hyperactive click trap. TheInformation.com writes, digital media companies are caught in the crap trap, mass producing trashy clickbait so they can claim huge audiences and often higher valuations. But that model failed, heralded by mass layoffs. As the crow flies, the days of cable network media being the successful and reliable source of unfiltered information it once was in the archaic past will be as distant a memory as Brian Williams' career. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us as we kick off another broadcast week. It is the 25th day of April 2016. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour from London, England. We have Pastor Manning joining us to take your calls, talk politics and news in the second hour. Always interesting, always informative, always thought-provoking, and entertaining with Pastor Manning. I personally love listening to a show and watching a show. He's just a really great guy, really smart. Has street smarts, but also world smarts, but also political and religious smarts. Just an amazing guy. He's spiritually smart. So that is coming up. We have a lot of really important special reports I want to get to. Was Prince murdered by the Illuminati? A lot of evidence points towards it. John Bound's done a report. That's what you call organized crime that isn't Italian, is basically the Illuminati. People say, what is it? It's secret societies that engage in criminal activity and have systems of social control. I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour and play that report. He did another really important report dealing with New World Order defends its sale of baby parts as that expands. So they've gone from denying they're selling baby parts to just admitting it and saying how wonderful it is. We'll also get into Obama threatening Great Britain that if they leave the EU, that the U.S. will basically break its ties with them. So we've got the Chinese communist killers and the Pope and everybody else and all these dictatorships like Saudi Arabia. Oh, I'm sorry. They call them monarchies when it's a family dictatorship like North Korea. Excuse me. The monarchy of Saudi Arabia. Threatening the U.S. not to elect Donald Trump because he's a nationalist. And then England and the U.K. is being threatened that they're being screwed over by the EU that signs them on to all these debts that controls most of their laws and regulations. And Obama's been over there for days. So has Hillary. She hasn't been over there, but she's been on record telling him what to do, how to behave. This is global government. So that is some of what we're going to be breaking down as well today. There is a topic that I want to throw out here before we get into the latest on the big primary situation coming up tomorrow, where Donald Trump is surging in all the polls in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. And by the way, he's going to need it because the ringer, Kasich, has now teamed up with Lion Ted, a Canadian. Nothing wrong with Canadians, it's just that, you know, he's up there, you know, north by Alaska. We got Lion Ted, the Royal Mounted Police Commander, the Mountie, riding around on his moose down here in Texas. There's nothing more Texas than a Canadian riding a moose down Congress Street in Austin, Texas. I'm here to tell you. He is all hat and all moose, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, he's a moose farmer. He's got moose rancher, moose meat. Sorry, I'm really going over the deep end here today. They have announced that they are joining forces to combine their delegates. And then, of course, Ted just had some more victories over the weekend. A couple more states where they had voterless victories, where people appointed by the party leadership, they then decide who the superdelegates are, and then I guess it just goes from there. Or the superdelegates for the party leadership decide who the delegates are. And of course, Rand Paul's going to be one of the superdelegates in Kentucky. And they're saying they're just going to give all the votes to Ted Cruz again there. And this is just really getting scary. And they're saying, oh, this is our system. Well, they've never really implemented it to that level. So we're going to be going over that, the big steal in front of everyone. But if Donald Trump sweeps tomorrow, and then sweeps coming up, places like New Mexico and California and all those other western states coming up in the next month or so, if he sweeps those and dominates those, still he will get the 1,237. So that's why Priebus and other Republican cats, other Republican bigwigs with those you-know-what eating grins on their faces are all over CNN, Fox News saying, hey, the same story over and over again. It's never been this way. The delegates always decide. The superdelegates always decide. And that's not true. And I have to just keep repeating this because they keep lying. In 1976, the Republicans changed it to basically let the party officials come in and take over delegates and steal elections. But just because you pass a rule that flies in the face of public elections and claim that you run the election system in this country, that will not stand up to real challenge in court because we have one person, one vote laws and we have taxpayer money spent on elections and you have held out for decades, even under this system that you've had, that it's one person, one vote and the people decide. You are con artist frauds and I'm calling you out, Priebus and all the rest of you. They were all over TV this weekend like a bunch of demonic parrots bleating and blurping and chirping and squawking. It doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter what you say. We vote. We vote. We have the votes. We're the party officials. We're the party officials. We're the party officials. We vote. We vote. We vote. There's no popular vote. There's no popular vote. There's no popular vote. No popular vote. No popular vote. We may not even go with Kasich. We may not even go with Cruz. No, no. It might be Paul Ryan. Might be Paul Ryan. And then they start squawking over and over again. Party officials said, we decide, not you. Never was a vote. You're crazy. Over and over and over again. The same mindless talking points where these stupid politicos can hardly even say a sentence straight when it's a talking point. And they say it and get it out and then smile like puppies that just did their first trick. And then, you know, kind of squirt on themselves like a puppy will do when you're petting it. Kind of, I got a treat. Ooh. And then, like, pee on themselves. And I'm sorry to use that analogy, but that's what it looks like. Priebus and Curly, Hewland, and all the rest of them get up on TV and they say, with a smile on their face, oh, listen, it's always been like this. And it's just, he's a sore loser. And he's mad that the voters have spoken. This is voters. It's how it was voters. And then they smile. Look, mommy, I lied. Look, a British psych warfare firm told me these lies and wrote out 4 or 5 lines. And I'm a big boy now. I go on TV and I say my line like I'm in the kindergarten play. Meanwhile, I wish Donald Trump would do more of his Hillary Clinton impressions, because it's just comedy gold. He's got great body posture. He knows how to pull it off. And I personally want to have a big lectern and put on a wig this week, guys. And I want to dress up like Hillary and actually take one of her speeches with a teleprompter. I guess we can rent one, load it up, and actually give real quotes she's given about, look, we're going to get the guns with executive orders, amen, we need to put men in fun camps, socialism is good. I mean, these are real quotes. And just show people the body language of, hello, I'm lying Hillary. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. We're going to give you lots of free stuff. And when you actually see Trump do that, that's what they look like when Hillary and Obama go up and just turn. But Hillary's even worse. She just looks at a teleprompter, reads a line, turns to the next line, turns to the next line. And it's pure garbage. Speaking of Hillary's cough, she says it's allergies. And you know what? Maybe it is, because I have a mold allergy, and it's been raining for months here in Austin almost every day. I was up almost all night, and it is mold, because I went for a hike this morning, and it's the mold, and I'm just going to have to stop hiking when the mold count is so high, because I feel like I have fire ants in my bronchioles right now, so excuse me for the coughing here today. Not good. I had a huge coughing fit over breakfast with my children this morning as well. My son asked me, he said, Dad, are you turning into Hillary Clinton? I said, maybe. About to dress up like her. I can even hack and cough. And it won't be acting, because I'll really be hacking and coughing when I do the Lion Hillary imitation. So that's coming up today as well. But I want to kick off a topic for listeners first, and kind of a thematic thing, I think, really of the week and really of the month, because we need to focus on this. We need to really, in my humble view, let me know what you think. Look at the globalist plans for us and why they're engineering a global collapse and why that makes it basically inevitable. And how that ties in to this little grouping of articles. Beyonce invokes urban terrorism in new video, veiled encouragement of violence typical of pop star. There's no veiled encouragement. But I'm not mad at my writers for saying that. I mean, they're trying to be conservative. But when a woman's running around blowing things up, beating things up, attacking, saying she hates men, and saying she hates police, it's clear she's trying to get young people to go out and act like this and do this. And this ties into what the establishment wants and how they want to treat people to behave. And it ties into the CIA and other big think tanks and foundations. Will you guys get me some lung cleanse? I forgot to use that. Thank you. And what they're up to. And that ties into this Michael Snyder article. We should get him on about this week, because I want this to be really, again, a theme we cover. unhappy America, will the United States collapse due to an internal societal meltdown? All great nations eventually fall, and the United States is not going to be any expectation, any exception. So that's coming up. We're going to be talking about, will the Republic survive? What do the globalists plan to replace it with? Can we defeat this new planetary dark age that's being introduced and brought into place by design? Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up
north, to Alaska.
North,
to Alaska.
Go north, the rest is home.
North,
to Alaska.
Go north,
the rest is home.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and
and baby Ted Cruz too. They went down to Texas to carpet bag the old hillbillies.
White Mountain, just a little southeast of Nome.
That's right.
Sam crossed the majestic mountains too.
Song about Ted Cruz coming down from Canada. And he worked with old Kasich, the Republican insider, to try to torpedo the popular vote. And arrogantly went on television and told you that voterless elections were normal and cool and okay because he said so. By the way, do you guys have any luck getting Watson to pop in? No luck? His Britannic Majesty's not answering the phone? I know that he's hosting the show in the fourth hour. I really wanted to get him to pop in sometime before he comes on today, maybe the last 15 minutes of that hour, so that our main audience, because some stations obviously don't care the fourth hour, it's newer, to get into how they're banning all sorts of British flags, the King George flag, how they're banning cities celebrating St. George Day, where St. George kills the dragon. That's like George Washington chops down the cherry tree, saying it's hurtful to have any British culture. That's in the UK Express. I mean, look, see, mommy and daddy's hurtful too, see. Any Western culture must be erased, it's evil. And once the globalists have set the precedent to do that, the sky's the limit. But I digress. What's this really all about? That is ripped off from Rush Limbaugh. I don't rip really anything off from him but that. I think I'm better than him, though. I mean, it's all in the wrist. All right, I'm going to stop. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Remember that out of Foreign Policy, The Washington Post, 2013? Remember that, little baby? Well, if you want to understand what's happening with Beyonce and all of her riot and attack the police videos and, hey, girls, hate your men and run around and baseball bat things, she's literally being financed by psych warfare experts who want to make sure your kids go out and engage in behavior that gets them put in juvenile, which is their new college training to be criminals. And then by the time they get out of high school, they spend a few years in prison and they catch HIV, hepatitis if they're lucky. If they're not lucky, they get shot on the street in Chicago that had the highest crime rate in the world until last year. They doubled that, according to the Associated Press, with the crime numbers this year. Double the previous record. And, of course, that is where everybody's so cool and sings Beyonce songs in the streets. And I told you, we have witnessed people. Pat Riley's witnessed it. Other people I've talked to have witnessed it. And I said, why don't you videotape it? And he said, well, my wife didn't want to be attacked. I talked to this other fellow, and he said, man, I just wanted to get out of there. Where black youth, I'm talking 12, 13 years old, come into city parks now and sing the Beyonce song and then say, crackers, get out of here, black power. That's the equivalent of the Klan, you know, running around the 50s or 60s or something. But they think it's okay, just like the Klan did, because the dominant culture is telling them do it. But they're being set up so that everybody hates each other, divide and conquer. It's so sad. So I'm going to cover this and how they're trying to engineer the collapse of society. This is only one part of it. It's again, first she's like going for the cops in the last video, the Super Bowl sponsored. Now the new one pushed by MTV and others is women hate your men. See, they're hitting every angle of it. Can we pull up the hateful faces of her in the Super Bowl video where she just walked around like someone had murdered her child or something? And again, this is just to have the clash of civilizations. It is so transparent. That is coming up, and it ties into unhappy America. Will the United States collapse due to an internal societal meltdown? I'm going to cover that in the next segment. Briefly, folks, you hear a lot of companies out there advertising storable foods. And some of them, I'm sure, are great. I bought from a lot of them. I've had some of them as sponsors. But I went with My Patriot Supply a few years ago because there was a nexus point between two different numbers. The highest quality, but also very affordable price. Very clean, wholesome food that I personally chose for my family. And I'm even getting more now here at the office because they drop ship it with InfoWars Select. That allows us to offer prices even below what their contracts are with their other distributors. And that's just, I drive a hard bargain. I'm a capitalist. I give you and myself high quality food at the very lowest price you're going to find at the normal rate. It's 5 to 10% below My Patriot, who we also sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But for whatever reason, some people want to buy something that's more. It's still a great deal. We only run this twice a year. It's the mega sale. Get 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. And it's InfoWars Select brand and InfoWarsStore.com off the retail price. All InfoWars Select foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made in the USA. Food prices are up and going up around the world. InfoWarsSelect.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What's going to happen when the economy totally finally collapses? They're going to come in with the answer, total socialism for you domestically. The big mega banks and the Fortune 100, tax-exempt offshore, administering the domestic dictatorships across the world. And the dictatorships will be just like in China, just like in Italy now, or Greece. The bankers tell the parliament who they're going to elect, and then they just announce, here's your new leader. Just like, oh, we never had one person, one vote. Oh, no, no, no. The party appoints, both Democrat and Republican party, appoints who the candidate is. So you can then vote from the two choices, maybe. I mean, who knows what's going on there. So the journey into abject slavery is accelerating. The good news is people are waking up. The good news is Many times in history, when governments try to have a tyrannical takeover like this, if the people organize and stay focused, they can defeat it. The problem is the British learned, conquering India and conquering much of Africa and North America and many other areas, that how they would control populations is through balkanization. And that's why I harp on divide and conquer, the great game, because that's what they're doing. And that's what the CIA is funding. That's the weaponized media, the weaponized culture. They told you 3 years ago, Congress passed a law saying the CIA and other agencies, from the Department of Energy to the Department of Education, right down the line, they are engaged in high-tech, hardcore mind warfare. And so I'm going to be breaking all of this down, because this isn't something you can debate. It's on the table. You're being targeted. I've studied it. I know what they're doing. You can study it. You can learn it. And then you turn on Fox or CNN and you're like, oh my gosh, that is high-tech deceptive propaganda that was seen as immoral to be used in World War I and World War II. And in almost all cases, our government would not even use it fighting the Japanese and the Nazis. They said it's too dangerous. These techniques will be brought back home. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they are using stuff that they've used around the world, the most hardcore garbage, at point-blank range, in the public schools, on the television, at the colleges, at the corporations. It's so incredible. And they admit they're doing it. That's what's crazy. And then you know what the government's agenda is when you turn it on. And by the way, it's been going on forever. Since the 70s, every father role model was a weak, fat, stupid, slovenly sloth who sat in front of the television. Every realm, except for maybe Gunsmoke. But by the 70s, they phased it all out. And then by the 90s, it was gangster hip-hop, kill each other. That was the new normal. And then now it's women hating men, and heterosexuals are bad. This is all weaponized culture to destroy you and your family. And it's all declassified. That's what's crazy. That's what's dangerous. That's what's over the top. So I want to break that down in a moment. Speaking of the mega sale I mentioned earlier, A, everybody needs high-quality storable foods in these uncertain times, or you're insane, in my view. B, these are the highest quality storable foods at the most affordable, lowest prices you're going to find, period. We've gone out, found the best deals. And then finally, the small profit we make on this, we hope by being the most competitive, we become the biggest sellers out there, which we're starting to become, just like we've done with so many other things, that we're able to fund our operation, a very expensive news operation to run with our reporters, our crew, everything we do. So, know you're getting the best high-quality affordable foods, very affordable prices, and fighting the tip of the spear in the info war, powered by My Patriot Supply. Their full catalog, full specials are at InfoWarsStore.com. But right next to it is the exact same food made on the same dates of the same super high-quality, fresh, made, you know, every week. I mean, this stuff's being made as fast as they can churn it out. And that's the great part. No wait, no nothing. 30 to 40% off. We only do this twice a year on the retail price of all InfoWars Select storable food, InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars Select foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made in the USA. Food prices are going up around the world, and now is the time to start getting prepared. Get 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time while supplies last. We will have to pull this special as soon as we run out of supply. Yeah, once they start running down and they don't allow themselves to get behind, then the price will go back to the regular cost. And by the way, the folks at My Patriot are the people that supply a lot of the other groups out there. I mean, they're the big boys. They're the patriots. They're the experts. And you get the full spectrum at their already great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. You can shop and compare. InfoWars Select is show. I found a loophole to get around it, to be able to do normally 5 to 10%, even below what they are, is our normal retail. And they already have a great deal. and then we can occasionally have supercells. And believe me, there's been complaining by other people about this. Sorry, that's the way it is in free market. Yes, I'm very aggressive. That's how we operate. I'm a capitalist. Get used to it, everybody. That's how I operate. And our listeners love it as well. InfoWarsStore.com. That said, you can also on everything else at InfoWarsStore.com, all the other products, doesn't count for the food, 10% up, 10% when you sign up for AutoShip, and when you get orders of $50 or more, free shipping. And that's on Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. That's on Lung Cleanse. By the way, I talk all the time, and then I'm going to stop plugging. I talk all the time about how I forget to take my own nutraceuticals. And then when I finally take them all every day, the results are dramatic. I mean, I look 15 years younger than I looked 10 years ago. I mean, I was burnt out working 16 hours a day, not taking care of myself. Not even depressed, but just in war mode against the globals. So I didn't care about myself. And it has been a long march losing 70 pounds of the 100 pounds I gained, roughly. It's like 99 pounds. But it is just, I am so muscular, so healthy, have so much energy, so aggressive. I am more focused, and it's amazing. And it is the Nutraceutical Super Male Vitality X2 Survival Shield Nation Iodine. It is all the products. And there I am for days coughing. And I'd run out, 6 months ago at home with my bottle of Lung Cleanse. And I went, wait a minute, I've been coughing from mold. I can barely stay on air. And I went, bring me a bottle of Lung Cleanse. I did 5 shots. The cough is gone. Incredible. That's real. This is thick essential oil, folks. Other brands that you get at places like Walgreens or Whole Foods aren't bad, but they'll have like 3 herbs and some alcohol in them. This thing's got dozens and dozens of things in a concentrated oil. Only problem is you use it 5 or 6 times, you got to take the cap out in hot water and wash it out. Yeah, it's the only problem is it clogs because it's so thick. What is my problem? That's what I want to say to you. I grew up eating a multivitamin my mom tried to shove down me every morning that was a horse pill and I hated it and gave me a stomachache. I'm sure it helped me. I grew up being called a wimp, basically, if I didn't want to, go deer hunting if I had a fever. And that's good. I'm glad my dad was, tough on me. I mean, he marched me up mountains when I had a fever and stuff, all sorts of stuff. But I just never got into nutraceuticals, and even when I started taking them and having some result, I just didn't do it religiously. Here I was for the last week, off and on with the mold, off the charts. It's daily raining here. We're having floods all over Texas. There's just mold everywhere, mushrooms everywhere, just clouds of it. Everybody's coughing and hacking. And I'm like, I have a product that I know works great for me. And we formulated with Dr. Groot to be the best out there, Lung Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, I'm done. Plug it. It's just this is how we fund the operation as well. DNA Force is back in stock. Supermale will sell out in the next few days. That's a problem. Won't be back in for a few weeks. The good news is Superfemale is basically the same formula. I tend to think it works better, but it varies on your physiology. So a little secret is we don't sell very much Superfemale, and it's just as good. It's just as good. Anthroplex is coming back in a few days. That's sold out. All right, I'm done. It's also key to support our local AM/FM affiliates and to become a sponsor, support their sponsors, send them $100, whatever the case is. This is a war, and it's so vital that the information you're about to hear get out because you're not going to hear it anywhere else, okay? WorldNet Daily covers it. Daily Caller covers some of it. Drudge links the most hardcore stuff. That's why they have, Pentagon meetings about what do they do about Drudge and White House meetings openly. Because all he's doing is linking to legislation or videos or things they don't want you to see. White Judicial Watch puts out a lawsuit, gets the documents that the CDC's own memo says, TV spreading all over the U.S., drug resistant, we're killing our kids, it's horrible. We write an article about it. He links to it. That is sensational news. No one else did a story, even though this came out on Friday. We did it by Saturday. Drudge linked to it. And then I look today, there's a couple internet articles copying us, but you watch. Tomorrow, it'll finally be forced a little bit into mainstream media. But that's the value of InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, is that we're just common sense. And if they're having voterless victories where they cancel elections in now 9 states that have gone to Ted Cruz, and he's stealing the delegates from states that did go to Trump, and they're sitting up there telling us that this is normal, I'm not putting up with it. And we're there to say, hey, you're normal thinking that it's one person, one vote. You're normal. 2 + 2 = 4. You're normal. MSNBC with promos saying your kids don't belong to you is freakish totalitarianism. People saying the word mother or father or he or she is hateful are control freak cultists taking over. They're the freaks. It's okay that you're a woman attracted to men. It's okay that you're a man attracted to women. We don't hate people. You're trying to conquer us. You're trying to rape our culture. You're trying to rape our sexuality. You're trying to rape our children's minds and tell us what bathrooms we can use and get in our business and dominate us and see what you can get away with. And they have manuals and training manuals. It's in my film Endgame 1.5. It's free online, where Dr. Coleman goes over all the university memos saying we're going to promote homosexuality, then asexuality, and then just the end of reproduction altogether. They know what they're doing. They have a plan. They're carrying it out. And the theme is the collapse of civilization. It's a designed, unevenly distributed collapse where the general culture has its lights and power and infrastructure turned off. The elites use the infrastructure and our tax money to build armored compound offshore and rural command bases. And then they are tax exempt above the law with super technology. And you go, Alex, that's the Hunger Games. I've been saying that for 20 years. The Hunger Games is the dystopia they're building with game shows and hype controlling everyone. That's the type of world that the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, not the one online, that's the summary. I went and got it at UT Law Library, and I have the shots in my film Road to Tyranny, where it shows we're going to have rural communities, one-tenth the population, with rural gladiatorial games and human sacrifice like the Aztecs, and we're going to have peacekeeper systems with rapid deployment aircraft systems that go and suppress the rural humans, and that we will then be in high-tech command bases. That's out of the UN plan, people! I made Endgame before the Hunger Games, before the books were written. I didn't get it out of fiction. That's fiction imitating their plan. It isn't funny. And they're planning a nuclear war with Russia and China, just as Joel Skousen has said. He's got high level, like I used to run basically the entire conservative wing of the Republican Party. They plan to do that and use the strike to take out the people. Most of us. They're then going to emerge out of it and set it up. They got the region set up, everything. They mean, these people, suddenly they don't care that nuclear reactors, 93% of them, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, look it up, are leaking. They don't care because they're going to have a nuclear war. And they think that the fallout's going to dissipate and that they've got different high-tech systems and chelation systems that are going to let them somehow detoxify themselves. That's the word. They've got underground seed banks, 14 emergency animal human banks. They've got it all. Yeah, that's an old article, and they whitewash it. 2011, radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuke sites, and it's actually up to 93% as of last year in an International Atomic Energy Agency report. But let's just say it's 75. They turn the alarms off all over the U.S. now. They just go, oh, it was scaring the public that the alarms were going off that were under federal law. So the regulators said they gave us a waiver, kind of like all these big companies get waivers from the coal restrictions, but nobody else does, bankrupting their competition. oh, we got a waiver on the alarms. The alarms don't go off. I mean, used to in Southern California and all over where they have, if there was a little leak, you'd hear for hours, and they'd announce, you know, we're letting you know there's been a small leak. It's contained. We believe it's not a problem, but you may want to move out of the area. We're giving you reports of which way the wind is going on the local radio. Not anymore. No, no, no. They're turning the seismographs off and stuff, too. See, you pay for all this surveillance, and you pay for all these EAS alert systems, but then they don't tell you when there's a 65,000 spike in reported radio activity after tritium leaks. Let's scroll back up there. Put it back on screen for me. Thank you. At Indian Point Nuclear Power Station. Yeah, look at that article. In New York City, Zero Hedge, and it links to mainstream news articles. 65 folks, they had some isotopes up 127,000 times what they were supposed to be in cattle. 2 months after Fukushima, all over the U.S., and milk and grass, depending on the isotope. And they just came out and said, you know what? We're raising it and saying that level's safe. Oh, it's so loving and liberal. So we sent our own reporters out, Jakari Jackson and others. They got 15 to 20 times safe levels. And then the media on the West Coast spun it and said, well, we did send the Army out. And the San Francisco Chronicle, a month after Jakari went out there, said, yeah, reporters went out and showed this and scared everybody. Guess what? The Army went out to the exact sites, found what InfoWars found, but they say it's safe. First, people said, oh, Jakari doesn't know with that field monitor. How do you know? It was certified. We bought two of them, two different companies, certified, tested, and we were correct. We were correct.
Are you concerned about the power grid, about the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asked that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
$1 million was spent, over 150,000 people were involved, and they kept it totally secret till they dropped A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I've called the New World Order Project the Manhattan Project Squared. And Hillary Clinton came out a few months ago and said, Internet warfare and the future of cybersecurity has been basically a secret Manhattan Project. Well, folks, the New World Order is a technological elite going underground, literally but also metaphorically, and building a breakaway civilization. And I know I say this every day, because if you don't understand that, you understand nothing. And if you don't understand, they're engaged in domestic propaganda to end the family, to degrade men, to make sure women are all alone, and to raise taxes selectively to bankrupt middle-class new wealth and to make the poor basically dependent on the system, where you're working but also get supplemental welfare. That's their dream, working a menial job with a supplemental food stamps and government surveillance and control. So you're working, but you owe your soul to the company store. This is what they call slavery with a velvet glove. It's worse than slavery. Because you don't know that you're really a slave. You go work, you get a supplemental payment, you're under their system. And then they can bring in, hey, you got to take the shots, or we're not going to give you your welfare. You got to take the shots, or we're not going to give you your tax credit, as they're now doing in Europe and Australia. And whatever's done there is then brought here. This is all social engineering, where no matter what you do, no matter how much money you make, you're going to have to go into their system, unless you're a globalist who has that chip, just like Rockefeller talked about, the kiss my rear end chip, where you're above the law. And now they announce it. The UN, the big brokerage firms, the big banks are all getting diplomatic corporate immunity and tax exemption. This is the new royalty. And then Beyonce has a job. The NFL's admitted, halftime, all of it's paid, billions, not millions or hundreds of millions, billions it's coming out from different agencies. It was hundreds of millions from the Pentagon. Billions goes to the NFL. Globally, it's soccer. Billions go to that. But the globalists are trying to take that over right now. That's why they're now infiltrating that group and indicting them. And here it is in foreign policy. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans, legalizes deception. And that's in the 61 languages that they put it out in. And so when you see Beyonce running around saying she hates men, blowing things up, beating up cars, smashing out windows, with horrible, ugly looks on her face, teaching young people to be filled with rage, can we Google Beyonce Super Bowl, and just click that image in the images of how hateful she looks. And then the new one, again, she's running around doing all this. And the old video, attacking the police. People say, well, what are you for the police? It's the government-funded run TV channels, Viacom, MTV, financing a woman to act like a psychopath who looks like she's on steroids, teaching women this is feminine. So that you run out and burn things and hit people and attack people and get shot. This is cultural death. Oh, here, be drug dealers. Oh, here, talk like this. Here, don't use normal English. Here, be a loser. You know, segregate yourself. It's not just black people. They're targeting everyone with this weaponized evil. She's just one slice. The comedies, the shows, the attack on the families, the attack on the bathrooms, the attack on male and female. And then it's chemically happening to us as well. This is what they want. When you watch sitcoms and dramas, I know our audience knows this, but warn your friends and family. When you watch the brainwashing, it's targeting you. And it's literally CIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.